Today, an aged care nurse and his family in Murray Bridge were facing deportation if there was no intervention from the immigration minister. But he has come through at the last moment following a big media campaign to grant them a bridging visa through to January. Clifford Chisenga Lombwe from Lerwin Nursing Home joins me now. Hi there, Clifford. What a relief.
Yes, hi, how are you, Jeannie? Yes, exhausted and a bit relieved because of the uncertainty still, because we thought we were going to be granted some form of visa, but even a bridging visa is okay because we are now legal in the country up to January while they process the application.
Yeah, this has been quite a big one that, you know, a lot of people have been calling for you to be able to stay because you've got some important work that you're doing at a nursing home, the industry really crying out for staff. So it sounds like there's been a lot of support for you to stay.
Yeah, yes, there has been, especially from the community in Murray Bridge and my workplace, the residents that I look after, because they're the ones I look after. They're the ones who know my skills and what I do and what I provide, like in terms of care.
Why has it been so challenging? Do you know, has your immigration lawyer explained, you know, why it has been so hard for you to be able to stay here in Australia?
It's just because of the rules. So I had a visa rejected in 2014, but it was granted again. It was just a slight mistake on my side, because of the bank statement that we provided. We were meant to provide a bank statement for 2 years, but my sponsors had provided a bank statement for a year. So the 28 days that the immigration gives you to provide documents had elapsed. So they said the visa has been denied, but once I took it to the tribunal reviewed the application and the visa was granted. So according to immigration rules, if you've had a visa refusal, can't apply onshore, you need to go and apply offshore. But with the shortage that we're facing at the moment, even at Lerwin, it was going to be hard for me to leave because the gap now becomes more wider. We
yeah.
already have a gap in nurses. So if I had to leave, so an application, according to what my lawyer said on the interview, it could take a year or 2 years to process, because that's what it has been taking onshore. So if I go offshore, he thought it might take longer than that.
So you'd be in limbo with your family.
Exactly.
Oh, dear. Gosh. Yeah, and you've got a young daughter too, and of course your wife. So this must be pretty stressful on them, because I imagine you and your wife know Zambia, but your daughter only knows Australia.
Yeah, no, she doesn't know anything about Zambia. She just knows Australia. She was born in the Women and Children's in 2014. And we've never been able to travel because our bridging visas have got a no travel condition.
Oh, dear. And what was it that led you to come to Australia?
So we came to study.
Hmm.
Because the education systems in Australia are better than where I'm coming from. So this is why we opted to study in Australia. It's a peaceful country. There's no war. There's no trouble. We just live peacefully. We can sleep at night well. You know, it's just so lovely. There's no confusion and trouble.
Hmm. Have you found that it's quite a welcoming place, the rural city of Murray Bridge?
Yes, it is. It is very welcoming. And they've been nice to me because they hired me for sponsorship, that they could sponsor me due to the shortages of nurses. So that's when I moved to Murray Bridge in 2018. So I started working at Lerwin on the 10th of September 2018 in the view of sponsorship. But all the applications were not answered when we had applied, and when my manager had written letters to the immigration minister. No, we didn't get a response, and up until they just said I needed to leave the country.
And is your wife in aged care as well?
So my wife is a recruitment business partner for West Haven Corporation. She's hiring people that are not there.
Yeah,
so
right.
They also face a challenge, yeah, because there's a shortage of nurses and staff. So they're struggling because my wife is in charge of 6 sites. So she manages 6 sites. So that's West Haven, Mount Gambier, West Haven, Port Elliot, Leebrook, Craigmore, and Malvern. So they're also facing a challenge in recruiting people because of the shortage of nurses and staff.
So what's the next step for you and your family? You're going to have to madly try to put together another application now for permanent residency, right?
Yes, so the agents have put in, according to the minister's request, so we were requested to put in an application and provide some documentation, of which we did. We're now waiting, but uncertain because we didn't hear from them. We applied on the 6th of September, so we've just been given a bridging visa so we could be legal in the country while they process application. But we're still worried because we haven't heard anything from them.
Yeah, gosh, it certainly puts people in a very awkward position, and, you know, uncertainty can make things very challenging. But, I mean, it's good to hear that you've got a great immigration lawyer who's doing a lot of great work to help you stay here in the country.
Yes, he's really good and very experienced. That's why we opted to use him, because someone had just referred us to them. But that's when they started helping us back in 2014.
Mark Glasbrook is his name, yeah. So we're really rooting for you here and hope that you are able to get permanent residency. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Jenny. Thanks for your call and thanks for your support. Much appreciated. My family is really grateful for you guys and what you're doing and everyone else who's supporting us.